Today is August 13th, 2024. Is today the day Brandon Ayuk officially becomes a Pittsburgh Steeler?
For the love of God, I hope something happens.
This is also, as you can tell from the tone of his voice, this is something that Malzi privately is describing as, quote, the death of Malzi.
All this for Brandon Ayuk.
Cause of death, Brandon Ayuk rumors.
Wide receiver 18 in
the
NFL.
Like the Oregon Trail.
Malzi has tried to ford the Ayuk River and has drowned. Malzi has died of dissing Ayuk.
Do you think that this has taken weeks off your life? Your life expectancy before the Ayuk stuff started?
Probably.
Was like 78 years and
That's
9 months?
I hope I get more than 78 years.
And now you're down to 78 years and maybe 6 months? He's taken 3 months away?
He might have. All of this might have. It's made me actually feel like I'm getting sick.
Well, you are sick today.
I think it's Ayuk's fault.
You have the Ayuk flu.
Yes. Yeah. The Brandon Ayuk news cycle.
You have the Ayuk bird flu.
Has had a deleterious effect on my health.
Has it given you the runs?
No. No, I have not had the drizzling you-know-whats because of this.
Ian Rappaport, there is a deal. It just comes down to San Francisco giving the final sign-off. What did I say yesterday?
There's a deal. There's somebody in San Francisco who has the power to say no to this deal.
Who's at the very, very top.
Who's their owner?
Yes.
I don't know why. Were we trying to like not say Jed York's name or something?
I don't know because I think it's York, but I don't know exactly how their ownership structure works there.
Okay. But it's de facto owner, whoever it is saying, not so fast, my friend.
San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He hasn't accepted. Okay. Is that semantical? Does that mean he's declined? Or does that mean he's just leaving them in limbo and not answering them? He's leaving the 49ers on red.
Great question.
Because the Garofolo clip we just played made it sound like they made another offer and it still wasn't good enough. And this goes back to something that has really popped up in the last few days. The taxes and the difference between what a $28.5 million contract looks like in Pittsburgh compared to what it does in San Francisco.
Well, we buys actually, you a lot more pierogies here.
We actually have one up on the Bay Area here. They're saying cost of living calculators have been taken out.
Oh,
over
yes,
this, Chris.
Those cost of living, that CNN money index.
Have you seen those,
thing.
Donnie? The cost of living calculators are out and about?
I mean, they do say San Francisco, the hardest place, the most expensive place to live in America. So, I mean, who
Steve
might
Kerr
argue?
Steve Kerr, making millions as the Warriors head coach, only has like a 4,000 square foot house that
and
cost him $7.5 million.
Has been brought up by some Steelers fans.
Poop.
Everywhere in San Francisco.
Just fecal matter.
Just tons of poop.
How many of these Steelers fans have been to San Francisco?
That's a good question. I've only been once.
Never been.
And that was when I was there with Bruce Gradkowski and his dad at a very fancy restaurant, and his dad asked for ice in his wine. In wine country, no
White
less.
Wine or red wine?
Red.
Red wine with ice. The white wine with ice is a lot more
acceptable. It was a $300 bottle of wine.
Did he not even want to try it without the ice just to get a taste
just,
of it?
I like it with ice. And he went through his whole thing, spiel with the waitress. Like, look,
but it fundamentally changes the character of what you're drinking, much like a scotch.
Yeah,
like,
but
you
guess
put
what?
Ice in it, it's going to leach off water and it's going to taste different.
I loved it.
Oh, I'm
because
not...
he was being his authentic self.
And you respect a lot of that.
Yeah.
That
just
that
because
whole thing.
It's frowned upon by society, it's not hurting anybody.
What's something
do
you do
thing.
That's harmless to society? Actually, I know what that thing is, that's you being your authentic self. Totally harmless. You are an absolute psychotic freak. Mm. You take a whole apple here with peanut butter. Instead of cutting it in advance with a knife at your house, you don't like that oxidizes and gets a little brown on the skin, even if sealed up. You rip off a chunk of the apple, as you did in the back, take it out of your mouth, scoop out peanut butter, place it back in your mouth, and eat the apple that way.
Yeah. I do.
What I think that's actually worse than ice and wine, for the record.
You know who I think if when Ayuk says that offer still isn't good enough and he gets traded to the Steelers, we'll go through the who do we give credit for all this. Omar Khan for staying on it.
I'm not
Mike
sure if
Tomlin.
I'm
going
to be giving credit to anybody
well,
for this.
Well, okay, you won't. You'll say this is like the day Steelers will rue this day forever. Because they'd be better off with Deontay Johnson, who Mike Tomlin, thinks is radioactive.
They'd have just been better off trying to figure out
with
some
Van
other
Jefferson,
option.
Whose career high was 46 yards. Yes, but Terry McLaurin was not available, Chris. That would be like saying, you know, the Pirates really should have gone out and signed Shohei Ohtani. That would have just done wonders for this baseball team. Let's get back to the real world here. I think there will be con credit given to those who like the Aiyuk deal. Obviously, Mike Tomlin, because all Aiyuk has said from the very beginning is how badly he wants to play for Tomlin. He didn't grow up a Steelers fan. It's about wanting to play for this coach. But you know who I think we have to give a big hat tip to? Trent Williams. The fact that they have another great player who is holding out and really wants the money, and the coach and the GM there are like, we can't prioritize Aiyuk over the left tackle, even if our boss, the guy that puts his name on the checks, is trying to make us do that. Because I think in the end, that's what's if Brandon Aiyuk becomes a Steeler, I think what will pave the way for that is the embarrassment of riches that they have and the fact that some of these other guys are either up for contracts next year or, in Williams' case, is creating a very real problem for them right now. If Williams was fat as a cat and fine with his contract, then maybe they splurge and say, I will worry about things later. Give Aiyuk his 29 or 30. What's the cost of living difference? $35 million? Fine, give it to him. But they can't. So,
Do you want to see if we can trade for Trent Williams, or would Dan Moore still be blocking him at left tackle?
Remember when the 49ers coaches were told to watch Dan Moore tape?
Hmm. So they could see how not to play the position?
What's the worst horror movie you can think of off the top of your head?
The worst one? Like, just terrible?
Leprechaun popped into mind.
Troll 2. They're going to eat them, and then they're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I watched that a couple years ago. Man, what a ride that was for 90 minutes.
Troll 2 is really bad.
I think that's what watching Dan Moore tape is like.
Do you think this is going to happen? Is that... Because the real reason this is bothering me is not even the fact that I think Aiyuk's overrated or anything else. It's that it really has been in a holding pattern, and none of what Rappaport just reported was any different than anything you said yesterday. You have had, I think, the story pretty much correct, other than saying it was on the goal line. As somebody pointed out in the mentions, you didn't specify which goal line. But this has been in limbo. Pony, just let me finish.
I will.
This has been in limbo longer than I can remember any trade involving anybody in the NFL, let alone a Steelers-centric trade.
I think that when a GM and GM are dealing with each other and they feel like they have a deal done, when they say, we have a deal, you think there's a deal. But you remember that there's somebody that they have to answer to and say, hey, we're ready to do this. Can I just get your final sign-off on it? And I think the people I talked to, what they underestimated was the way that the person at the very top in San Francisco was going to react to that, was going to react to what they were getting back in the deal, and thinking about his feelings towards Aiyuk and also how important Aiyuk might be to him as far as winning a championship goes. Clearly, the football people there, we have ample evidence that the football people in San Francisco were ready to wash their hands of this guy. We're preparing for life without Aiyuk. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Jennings the money.
Mm-hmm. They've just brought in Robbie Chosen Anderson, who once upon a time was a pretty good player.
I mean, they've done things that...
to suggest that they are battening down the hatches for post-Aiyuk life.
Well, you know what it is? It's what you say about him. They're acting like a team that deems this player somewhat disposable. They're football people do.
If they felt like he was irreplaceable, they wouldn't feel like drafting a wide receiver in the first round and inking Juwan Jennings and bringing in a guy off the NFL scrap heap was a good enough replacement plan.
And I just think, like, the person at the very top has gotten involved and has put, you know, new parameters or new, well, if we get rid of him, guys, the only way I'll let you get rid of him is if you get a third team involved. Or the only way I'll let you get rid of him is if you get a wide receiver back. And I don't know, like, those are not really things that ever happen in August, a month before a football season starts, Chris. And I think the GM there and the coach were aware of that, but the person who signs the checks wasn't. At the end of the day, that's why I'm saying, are you asking me if this happens?
Yeah.
I still say yes, but how can I predict how a billionaire might just make a rational decision where he says, I don't care what you guys are telling me. Do what we need to do to get this guy locked up, and then we'll worry about everything else later. I can't at this point. I can't tell you that that's not on the table. But I tell you what does seem like it's, you know, what we've seen from this in terms of Ayuk's behavior. It doesn't seem like he's willing to bend and give the San Francisco 49ers any kind of hometown discount on this. Like, his feelings have softened. Like, you know what? I really do want to play for you guys. I guess I will take less money to make that happen.
I mean, what's to say that if they meet his cost of living, perhaps, requirements?
Well, the calculator says it needs to get all the way up to $46 million for that to happen.
That's how much cheaper it is to live here
than
there?
That $28 million in Pittsburgh is $46 million in San Francisco.
Whew. $46 million.
What are they charging people for there?
Rent, primarily.
Rent?
A lot of tech bros out there driving up those rents.
Water more expensive?
I don't know. It's California. Land of plenty, I thought. You got the Sierra Nevadas in there.
The Pacific Ocean right there.
Oh, you can't use that for water.
We haven't figured out a way to
get the salt out. Oh, no. They have desalination plants. Very expensive, though, to drive that cost of living up even higher. Man, you thought it was bad before.
Donnie, do you think it's going to happen? Where are you on it right now?
I actually do think it'll eventually happen, that he will be a Steeler.
Eventually, though. Back to that word, that dreaded word for Malzi, where it's August 20th and we come back in here. Guys, there's more Ayuk.
No, it'll be Rappaport, then he'll just copy and paste his report from today and act if any, you know, hey, did you notice it was same report?
We really have no idea when it will actually end.
We played the audio yesterday, but I didn't actually go back and watch the video of it until today. Like, Schefter just having to talk about this on McAfee show. Like,
he
it's
looks
also,
like a man whose soul is being crushed.
He looks like a president who's in the second term, who's aged, just covering this.
I mean, that's how I feel. And I'm not even the one who's all sourced up locally who's getting all this stuff. I'm mainly reacting
to you. You know what the incredible thing about all that is?
It's giving you life.
I feel great.
Oh, I know. You're invigorated by this. You've got an endless appetite for scuttlebutt. This is the scuttlebutt story of the year, and there isn't a better person to cover it.